Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Lady Eve's Indiscretion by Grace Burroughs, narrated by James Langton. 1.
What you seek to accomplish, my lord, is arguably impossible.
Ernest Hooker shuffled files while he sat in judgment of the Marquis of Dean's aspirations. When the ensuing silence stretched more than a few moments, the solicitor readjusted his neckcloth, cleared his throat, and shifted his inkwell 1 inch closer to the edge of the blotter centred on his gargantuan desk. Two of his minions watched the client, whom they no doubt expected to rant and throw things in the grand family tradition, from a careful distance. Lucas Denning, newly minted Marquis of Dean, took out the gold watch Marie had given him when he'd come down from university. The thing had stopped for lack of timely winding, but Dean made it a point to stare at his timepiece before speaking.
Impossible, Hooker. I'm curious as to the motivation for such hyperbole from a man of the law.
One clerk glanced nervously at the other when Hooker stopped fussing with his files.
My lord, you cannot mean to deprive a man of the company of his legitimate offspring.
Hooker's pudgy, lily-white hands continued to fiddle with the accoutrements of his trade.
We're discussing a girl child, true, but one in her father's possession in even the simplest sense. The courts do not exist to satisfy anybody's whims, and you can't expect them to pluck that child from her father's care and place her in yours. You have no children of your own, my lord, no wife, no experience raising children, and you've yet to see to your own succession. Even were the man demented, the courts would likely consider other possibilities before placing the girl in your care.
Dean snapped the watch shut.
I heard her mother's dying wishes. That should count for something. Wellington wrote me up in the dispatches often enough.
One of the other men came forward, a prissier, desiccated version of Hooker, with fewer chins and less hair.
My lord, do you proceed on dying declarations alone? That will land you in Chancery, where you'll be lucky to have the case heard before the girl reaches her majority, and endorsements of a man's wartime abilities by the Iron Duke are all well and good, but consider that raising children, most especially young girl children, should not have much in common with battling the Corsican.
An insult lurked in that soft reply, but truth as well. Every street sweeper in London knew the futility of resorting to the Court of Chancery. The clerk had not exaggerated about the delays and idiosyncrasies of that institution.
I'm sorry, my lord,
Hooker rose while Dean remained seated.
We look forward to serving the Marquisate in all of its legal undertakings, but in this, I'm afraid, we cannot honestly advise you to proceed.
Dean got to his feet, taking small satisfaction from being able to look down his nose, quite literally, at the useless ciphers whose families he kept housed and fed.
Draw up the pleadings anyway.
He stalked out of the room, the urge to destroy something, to pitch Hooker's idiot files into the fire, to snatch up the fireplace poker and lay about with it, nigh overcoming his self-discipline.
My lord.
The third man had the temerity to follow Dean from the room, which was going to serve as a wonderful excuse for Dean's long-denied display of frustration. A marquis did not have tantrums, when Dean realized the man was carrying a pair of well-made leather gloves.
My thanks.
Dean snatched the gloves from the man's hand, but to his consternation the fellow held on to the gloves for a bit, making for a short tug of war.
If your lordship has one more moment.
The clerk let the gloves go. The exchange had been bizarre enough to penetrate Dean's ire, mostly because, between Hooker and Sons and the Marquis of Dean, obsequies were the order of the day and had been for generations.
Speak. Dean pulled on a glove. You're obviously ready to burst with some crumb of legal wisdom your confreres were not inclined to share.
Not legal wisdom, my lord.
The man glanced over his shoulder at the closed door behind them.
Simple common sense,